This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's real estate market got a boost last month as more home buyers came out as restrictions due to the pandemic eased. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of new listings rose 53% in May compared to April. According to a report from the Colorado Association of Realtors, more people are shopping for homes since the statewide stay-at-home order lifted last month. Still, listings are down substantially from last year, and sales are down 40%. The report found that home prices were mostly flat. Metro Denver and Boulder are faring better than some mountain communities. In Estes Park, sales of single-family homes fell 87%, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The state Supreme Court has reaffirmed that a local government does not have to compensate property owners when officials use eminent domain to take over their land. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The case started in the town of Monument, which used eminent domain to acquire land for a water tower, despite a strict legal contract saying the property could only be used for a house. Nearby homeowners sued, arguing the city owed them money for canceling the contract and hurting their property values, but the justices rejected that argument based on a similar case from nearly 70 years ago. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, former New Orleans Mayor Marc Morial discusses today's congressional hearing on police reforms and accountability. Then the Minneapolis Police Department will withdraw from contract negotiations with the police union. The police chief calls it the first step in the transforming of the force. Morial on policing and Minneapolis police reforms. Next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, the story of a mother who traveled from Colorado from Tennessee to wave to her son through a window. He's locked up at the Sterling Correctional Facility in northeast Colorado, where three inmates have died of COVID-19. Hundreds of others have tested positive, and visitors are shut out. CPR's Sam Brash reports in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 73 in Denver, 60 in Vail, 79 in Grand Junction and Pueblo, 71 Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.